Circus Parade with tonight's great guest star and all-time big-timer, Sophie Tucker. And to play the songs you like best, Tommy Dorsey, his orchestra, and his trombone. And here is that sentimental gentleman, the arm himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Harry Horns out. You know, Harry, today's show is right by my own special tin pan alley. With me, it's solid.
Well, Tommy, if you like it, it must be good. So, folks, grab a ring on our musical merry-go-round, because every ring's a ring of gold. Recalling previous memories of your own private good old days, whether you're 16 or 60, listen to that man, Tommy Dorsey, his horn, his orchestra, and the sentimentalist, as they take us back and start us off with that all-time favorite, Chicago.
On your all-time hit parade, we play an all-time song that the Army tells us is in high favor with the men across the seas, on the far-flung battlefronts of the world. Here's Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, vocals by Bob Allen and Bonnie Lou Williams, and an arrangement from the hearts of us all, together.
One day we cried together. gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be.
The number one song of your hit parade, I'll Be Seeing You.
Tommy, the rest of us are ready to listen, so I hope you're ready to go.
That I am.
All right, so here's a big-time arrangement of that great all-time all-timer of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, rolling along into the magic spell of Tommy Dorsey's golden trombone, Wagon Wheel.
Oh,
Tommy Dorsey and all of us here, and I've got a feeling the millions who are listening in, too, are overjoyed that our all-time guest star tonight, right from Hollywood's famous Florentine Gardens, is none other than the last of the Red Hot Mamas herself, Sophie Tucker.
Thank you very much. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Harry. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Sophie. Sophie, tell me, how did you ever happen to be called the last of the Red Hot Mamas?
Tommy, it's a long, long story. But soon you will read all about it in my autobiography. It's being published next winter. And I'll tell you the main title, too, if you coax me.
Oh, that's something I wish you'd tell us, Sophie. But what's the song you're holding in your hand?
Now, isn't that a coincidence? The title of that song is also the main title of my autobiography.
Oh,
it's,
you don't mean.
Don't tell it. Some of these days.
Well, don't tell us about it.
Tommy, this is the original copy of Some of These Days. I've had it now for over 30 years. May I add, it is one of my most precious things. It has helped me more than friends or kin. Without it, who knows where I might be. You see, we first met in Chicago, White City Park. A cat whose skin was dark approached me very meekly and asked me would I please listen to one of his melodies. I assure you, his name isn't in headlines or in books, but it's engraved on my heart. So, little song, we've gone a long way, haven't we, you and I? We've gone through burlesque, through the old honky-tonk, all the joints from the Bowery way up to the Bronx. Marcus Lowe's Borderville doing 12 shows a day. The old German village and rising with the chapter. We are not ashamed of our home. And then one day I remember the palace of death. I walked through that stage floor, my head in a day. Up to my dressing room, onto the stage. It was all such a haze. I stood in the wings, trembling and praying. My music, your honor, I heard someone say. I went out and I sang. It was all like a dream. The people applauded, but I wanted to scream. I wanted to scream. It was you that put me over. You that gave me my start. And I thank you, little song, from the bottom of my heart. And we kept going right along to London, to Paris, to Hollywood. And you're still with me, putting me over wherever I may be. Someday, when I have taken my last curtain call, when I have sung my last song, and the voice says that's all, there is only one request. Please grant me my whim. For my exit music, no organ, no hymn, but softly and sweetly, and with plenty of swing, let somebody play, have somebody sing.
Some of these days, you miss me, huh? Some of these days, you'll be so lonely. You miss my hug. You're gonna miss my kiss. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. But I feel so lonely. Are you lonely? You've had your way. When you leave me, it's not gonna be me.
Down in the midst of that mama, your fat mama, some of these days.
Some of these days,
Now, keep holding on to that trombone, T.D. You see, there's a song that so many of your fans have been requesting, and we've had such a wonderful time today, it'll be just the perfect note to end on.
Always glad to oblige, Harry.
Right, Tommy. Folks, this is already a classic written by an all-American big-timer, and this particular arrangement is from the library of David Rose. It's Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eye.
Thank you very much, Sophie Tucker. And friends, let's gather at the radio again next week for more great all-time songs and another all-time big-timer, Judy Garland.